and civil society groups met Saturday in Egypt to discuss ways to end the war engulfing Sudan. The warring parties, however, didn't take part in the Egypt-sponsored conference. Badr Abdullahi, the Egyptian foreign minister and migration minister, said that any real political solution to the crisis in Sudan must be based purely on Sudanese vision emanating from Sudanese people themselves, without any dictations or pressure from external parties. Russian strikes overnight left over 100,000 households without power in northern Ukraine and cut off the water supply in Sumy. Next, we hear from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The northern Sumy region, which borders Russia, was plunged into the dark after Russian strikes late Friday damaged energy infrastructure, the Ukrainian Energy Ministry says. Hours later, the public broadcaster reported Russian drones had hit the provincial capital, also called Sumy, cutting off water by hitting power lines that feed into systems of pumps. Meanwhile, a regional government says in the Donetsk region, Russian shelling killed 11 civilians and wounded over 40. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Hamas has accepted a U.S. proposal to begin talks on releasing Israeli hostages. A Palestinian official close to the internationally mediated peace efforts had said that the proposal could lead to a framework agreement if embraced by both Israel and Hamas, and could possibly end the nine-month-old war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. For additional stories, 24 hours a day and throughout the weekend, turn your web browser on your desktop, your tablet, or mobile device to voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that U.S. President Joe Biden used a prime time